catch up on Kennedy Molloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello everybody and welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Hello, everybody. Great day off at an RDO.
Well, we'll talk about that in just a minute. Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Oh, g'day, guys.
Good to have the whole band back together. Big show today. We'll go through the ARIA nominations, which are just out. Yeah.
That's true.
A lot to like. What else, Jane?
Look, we've got a bit of girl talk. I'm going to go through a few things that's happened, including Bindi Irwin's baby's getting bigger now. I'm going to tell you what she's now likening it to.
Right.
Okay.
Very unusual.
We love that. The most disappointing travel destinations. This is out. There's a new survey about the worst places you've ever been to.
I like this one.
We want to hear this, especially for those in lockdown who would just happily go anywhere at the moment.
That's true.
Remember the days when you could travel and remember the places you didn't like.
And things were really hyped up and you got there and you went, is this it?
Yeah. This is terrible.
Disappointing. Okay.
This is terrible. All right, we'll get the hello Cancun. There you go.
That's true.
I'll give you a little
excellent.
Straight off the bat. What else? Craig Rucastle is coming on today's show. He's always got his serious cap on, but he's still a funny bastard. But he's educating us against
topic.
The big weather.
That's that's very close to my heart for some reason. I don't know why. I just am obsessed. So I'll look forward to talking big weather with him. I love it.
Big weather for you. What's that? Like a breeze in the wine garden?
No, I have a thing about tornadoes and why there's so many happening at the moment and what's going on.
We'll take it up with Craig.
With Craig. We've also got our great mate Andy Lee coming in, which is great too.
Always
chat
a pleasure.
Yes.
Friend of the show. He's got a book out. He's got a new podcast out. And he will be on Front Bar Grand Final show next week. We'll whip through all that between the sheets. I love it. Kids in the car. Are the kids back at school?
Some, yes.
Yes,
we should have done this before the kids went back to school.
No, they'll be home. They'll be home by the time we do it. Okay. So stick around.
Later than
5:20. Hopefully they'll be in bed. Yeah. Words you can't say. Elton John has come a cropper.
Oh, man.
Try to pronounce the word preposterousness.
And he takes it well.
I like the way he never gets
shitty. He's so cranky. Although it's funny, the other day he talked about his toupee nearly flying off to Tasmania.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he's doing a reading about his book.
That toupee should be in a Hard Rock Cafe.
That should be. At least he talks about it now.
Yeah. All right, we'll take your calls.
That's a big show.
So much.
How'd you go yesterday without me?
We were great, Jane, by the way. It was very good, obviously.
I just had an RDO.
You had an RDO? Nothing more sinister than that? You didn't fall off another ladder or anything?
No, nothing more sinister.
Just having a laugh.
Kids back at school. One back at school. Three.
I said, I thought I didn't get enough notice. You only gave me 3 days' notice.
Yeah.
Last time I gave you an hour and a half.
Yeah, I remember.
Do you remember that?
Well, we spoke about that.
You know what I mean?
Don't bring up the war. Dave doesn't like it when mum and dad.
I don't. When mum and daddy are fighting, I hate it.
I thought 3 days is enough.
Jane apologised, and that's fine. She said, sorry for being
mean. Hey, I was. But look, I'm sure that you were fine without me. You didn't go on about it.
I didn't spend a lot of time defending you. Dave and Tom Gleason,
I don't believe you. I got some audio from yesterday's show.
No, this is what went down yesterday.
No Jane Kennedy today.
She gave us plenty of notice. She's got
applesauce. I did give her a $500 gift voucher for Botox.
Valentine's Day.
And I just wonder if she's finally decided.
Like healing time?
These days they put a bucket on your head too. She doesn't end up like the Bride of Wilderness style. just keep it. You know, minimal.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. How are you, Tommy?
Good. You're on your flow today.
I'm on my own. You know how unreliable Jane is. I've been putting up with this over a 30-year period when we turn up every day routinely, and then, I don't know, she must be unhappy personally.
Well, I'm going to give a possible explanation.
Okay,
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
But you have to rename it. I'm a B-grade celebrity.
You're laughing a bit hard there, Dave.
I beg your pardon.
have a good laugh at my expense.
Cut out the bit where I said, do you remember I said, Jane doesn't need Botox, she's a beautiful woman. I hope she doesn't go...
Don't remember you saying that.
What? What?
I don't think he said that.
You did not say that.
You mean? Support me.
I didn't get. I am going to get it, but I didn't get it yesterday.
I did say it.
You did say it.
You did say it. Well, that's very nice.
Maddie's trying to cut my lunch.
It's very. Suspicious.
Anyway, welcome back. Yeah. You didn't miss anything. It was a good show. We got away with it.
That's good. Well, there's a few things coming. I mean, I don't know. That's all right.
What?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
It feels like I'm actually
falling off another ladder.
Falling apart.
3 days off.
Hey, you'll be right. Hey, welcome back. Hey, big news today. We're radio.
That's what I was going to talk about.
Okay.
Do you want me to? The ARIA Awards.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Right. What was it you were going to say?
Okay, I was just going to say.
All right.
You handle
it. Have another lie down.
Yeah.
Whoa. And we'll get to the bottom of
it. Okay.
Hey, we were saying we're a music station,
yes.
And we had a great music week last week with some of the biggest stories in a while. But hey, ARIA nominations are out today, and there's been some good ones. Do you have the list there, Jane? Some great.
I do have the list for
Teskey Brothers.
Yeah, I see that.
Yes,
DMAs.
Tame Impala.
Tame Impala as well. That's a great record, by the
way. Yes, Busby Maroon.
Guy Sebastian, our mate. Best man.
Okay, there you go.
Amy Shark.
So there you go. Congratulations all. Unfortunately, they couldn't squeeze in this guy here.
Who's that? Oh, Steve Smith. Of course, he couldn't make the cut this year.
I've never seen Venice or slow dance on the Paris
shame, nights. Isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's good. That's how I'd open it. By the way, bad luck, Darryl Braithwaite, for not getting nominated into the Hall of Fame again this year, because I know.
But he's been done.
Only twice. Once for
doesn't need that again, does he?
I just think he should. He's under.
Don't start that up again. Yeah, a fight with Darryl. What are you doing? You're just pissed off because you didn't get a tea towel.
I'm disappointed.
Celebrating the horses.
And we've heard you at the ARIAs before with your acceptance speech. It was a bit all over the place. Remember this from 1997. Oh, no.
And the award for the funniest record of all time goes to Martin Malloy for.
Thank you. Somewhere deep inside me, there lurks a darkness that's telling me to kill and kill again.
That's just terrible.
That's the way I roll.
There were girls screaming.
Look at me now.
When you got up, but screaming like in terror.
Yes. Running away, right. Benny Hill style.
They were running away. Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
Right. You've had your fun. Yeah. Somehow you've turned this into a go.
Yay, I'm back.
Yeah, you feel well.
Pack on deck. We've got another nomination here. We're going to play the song.
Yeah, so we're going to play Cold Chisel. Of course, they got nominated for their record Blood Moon for Best Rock Album that came out, I think it was about this time last year. But we're going to go back to Circus Animals. But before we play that, Jane, is it true that you received a T-shirt from the great Jane Barnes as well?
I did. I'm going to be a member of the Jane Barnes Band, and I'm going to be wearing that proudly. So thank you very much for remembering to send me that.
I got some bad news for you.
What?
What?
I received one of those T-shirts too, so stand by for some cowbell. Stand by, baby.
Here's Chisel.
We'll both be in the band.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Girl talk. I love it.
Let's start off with something good.
Today's segment's brought to you by who?
The Pink Bun Campaign 2020.
Explain that, please.
Well, this is the Breast Cancer Network Australia is helping to raise awareness of this year's Pink Bun Campaign through Baker's Delight. They've been doing it for 20 years. They make special pink buns for the whole month of October, so you get your buns out and you can put it on Instagram or anywhere and include hashtag pink buns for BCNA.
I've just woofed six of them.
You have.
Yes, you have. Well, because we're all remote, we can't all hoe into them like you have. But you know what? You're getting lots of sugar for a good cause.
I've taken a few buns for the team.
You have indeed.
You've taken a hit for the team, so just be aware of that. It affects a lot of women in the country.
Lucky we're not raising money for diabetes type 2.
That's right.
I'd be the poster boy right now.
Well, do it. Just do it. Aaron, don't scoff the lot.
Great cause. Get involved. Yeah. Raise some money and awareness.
So this is what this segment is.
Let's go.
That's
all right. Lead us off, Jane. What's the first bit of girl talk?
Yeah, this is a woman has dressed up in a wedding dress and her fiancé of many years, clearly, who hasn't managed to walk her down the aisle, works in Target. She wears a wedding dress. She arrives with a bridesmaid and flowers and a priest, and she ambushes him. Have a listen to how it was reported in the US.
The unnamed woman, who's in a wedding dress, stormed into Target, where her fiancé works, to make her demands. She was joined by her bridesmaid and a priest.
I'm just finally making him commit, you know? Like, we're getting married now, or, like, it's over.
Jeez.
Run. Oh, like, it's over. Now, I'm just guessing. Guys would not like that.
That would be. Well,
to be ambushed at work.
Can I tell you something?
It's now or never.
Guys don't like to be called out on it. One of my favourite bits when I used to do stand-up was occasionally, and I wanted to rile the audience up, as I'd say, I'm trying to find out who's been engaged the longest without getting married here.
Right.
And hands with God, you can see guys going,
terrible.
Oh, you, thanks a lot.
Tipping
you
me
dog.
In.
You dog.
That's dog. Shocking.
And women's hands would come up and go, 6 years, and then you're 12 years, and someone goes, 21 years, and I'd go straight for the jugular. Yeah. Oh, you think you can do better? What, you're not closing the deal? What,
any
do you
danger?
Reckon, guys, should they get married? Whole crowd.
That's so mean.
That's good.
So,
well, I don't know if, in fact, what happened. He was caught in the Halloween aisle, actually. Was. They're all masked up, so at least they're doing the right thing there. Mm. All right, now I've got another superwoman story, which is so annoying.
Sure.
A woman that has gone into labour and given birth in the middle of taking her legal bar exam in the US.
Yeah.
Have a listen to this.
Brianna Hall was taking her bar exam over a two-day period while she was waiting to give birth, but it was after the first part of the exam that her water broke. Brianna's midwife said there was no rush to get to the hospital, so she started the second part of the test. Later that night, her baby boy entered the world. Brianna finished her bar exam from the hospital.
Jeez.
Wow.
Oh,
commitment.
God.
Her water's broke.
We hate women honestly.
May I approach the bench? What? Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Bring them up. Bring them up.
Well, take the two of them away. Hey, I've got one. Can I enter the fray here? Bindi Irwin has shared a photo. Mm. Now, we covered this last time because what did she say her baby was the size of?
Was a little tortoise, was it?
Yeah, bald-headed, mangy tortoise. tiny. It was tiny. Well, she's going to give us an update, continued updates, and comparing them to animals.
Mm.
Bindi Irwin has shared a photo of her growing bump, revealing the baby is now the same size as a mountain pygmy possum.
Oh, that can't be cute.
Doesn't sound great, does it?
No.
I'd like to see the ultrasound, please. She previously compared the baby to the size of a hatchling Aldabra tortoise. So call me back when it's the size of a wombat. That's when I'll start to get interested.
She's looking in great health, but she keeps already talking because they know it's a girl. She says, baby girl is doing great every time we get an ultrasound. She's incredibly energetic and always moving around. What? It's about the size of a pea.
As I said, I can't wait to see her dangle it over a crocodile's jaws like her
That'll
dad did
stop.
To her back in the day
Bob
when
will do
all
that.
Things were good. All right. Pretty comprehensive girl talk today. Don't forget, coming up in the second half of the show, Between the Sheets, which is a bit
Some
of an,
very
it's
interesting
like an
after story.
Dark
yeah, it's a bit adult.
Version of, yeah. of what
we're
got.
We're ready for
here.
It.
Yeah. Stand by.
All right. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Fasten your seatbelt.
It's going to be a bumpy ride.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Are we there yet?
We get there when we get there.
Kennedy Malloy's travel news.
I love a quick travel update, Jane. We did this yesterday. You weren't here, but we were talking about the coolest suburbs.
Yeah.
And Australia had two in the top 10. We asked people to ring up and tell us why their suburbs were so cool. Well, now we want the opposite. We want you to ring up and tell us what's the worst destination vacation you have had. Because Escape magazine has released the most disappointing travel destinations on Earth. And they range, some of them are the same cities. Los Angeles that is number one. People who just don't get...
See, I love LA. I love it.
See, but this is the difference. You either love it or you hate it.
Yeah, and I understand that.
It depends if you've got the key to the city or not.
Because
if you don't know how it functions or have an in.
If you just go to Hollywood, it's pretty disappointing, isn't it?
It's
but
like
if you
it's
go
flat,
around
it's
and travel out.
It's a desert
with
wide roads and not great-looking buildings.
No, you're right. But some really cool parts of LA.
If you know a Kardashian or someone, though.
Right, of course.
It opens up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And... If you know,
I've been to some bad places.
Have you?
Okay. So let me just go through the list first.
Go ahead.
Bad ones. Los Angeles is number one.
Right.
Yeah.
The pyramids are coming
That's interesting.
At number two.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I imagine But maybe they're overhyped, maybe, because when you go spend so much time and then you get there and you go, well, it's just a big
house. Is that it?
And I think they're so close to the city. People are saying you can see Pizza Hut from the pyramids.
Number three, Stonehenge. I get that. I was at Stonehenge.
You've been there.
Oh, I was on my way to Bath, and I went there, and there was a pagan ceremony going on.
Okay.
And it's not normally like me, but I said, come on, everyone, let's clean up and get a job. Because they were literally wearing goat pelts. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And no one looked here.
Very Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. Throwing urinal cakes at them, just going, come on, everyone, let's all just...
Really?
I'm into your. I get your alternative lifestyle thing, but
that surprised me. It's got to be bad if that's what you say.
You don't want to get downwind of a pagan ritual. Let me tell you.
Hey, what's this number four?
I totally agree.
What?
Worst city on earth, the French capital,
Paris.
Bang.
Janie,
you know my opinions. I've said it before.
I know, but you haven't come with me to Paris. So it'll change.
I've
come on my
one
journey.
Good time there, but it's for another occasion.
Okay.
Venice also. Yeah, I've been there when it's been good, but it can be. It is a big tourist trap.
You seem to have been to all these places. Yeah.
Where haven't you been?
Actually, I haven't been. Oh, number seven, Jamaica. Now,
okay, right.
You've been.
Now,
there.
This is my. By the way, 133353. Call us now.
Yeah.
You get on the blower because we're going to put you to air. Tell us, Jamaica. I'll go out on that. I'll back that. That was one of the worst.
Yeah.
So I went through the West. I went through the West Indies following the Australian cricket team around the World Cup, and it was bloody
say
great.
Say what boat it was called.
One of my great Lady Sharon Gale.
That's right.
Thank you.
Now,
I need to know that.
Most of the islands, including Mustique, were wonderful.
Right.
But Jamaica, you know what? There's a lot of stuff they don't tell you about in the ads.
Okay, you don't get
there's
the
brochure. There's a lot of...
Really?
So,
what?
Well, put it this way. Stay close to the coast.
Right.
I would.
Okay.
Don't wander inland.
Okay.
Highest murder rate per capita in the world.
Oh, no kidding. Oh,
and while we were there, the English cricket captain, coach, Bob Woolmer, was actually murdered in his hotel room.
Oh.
He was strangled and stabbed.
Oh.
And the CSI Jamaica turned up. I swear to God, this is true. CSI Jamaica turned up and they go, so what's the cause of death? They go, natural causes, mum.
Hang on.
He's on a 15-story of a hotel room. He's got stabbed.
No.
He's got punctuation marks. And he's got a bag on his head.
Oh,
my God.
No.
Natural.
Yeah, natural causes, mum. Yeah.
I don't like that. That's
let's
ridiculous.
Have some, Garuba. And so that, I go there fairly laissez-faire attitude.
So I'll keep
life.
That off my list.
I would be very careful about any travel there. What about you?
I went to Mombasa by myself once, which is a coastal town off Kenya, off Nairobi. I thought, that looks very beautiful, doesn't it? So I'm there and I'm walking around the street and shop owners started running out from the street, like their shops, and saying, what are you doing? Stop walking around here. You'll actually be murdered.
Oh my God.
They said, you've got to get out of this town. It's so bad. But don't go on the bus because the bus was hijacked last week and everyone was raped and killed on it. So quickly go and get a cab. And I had to get a cab from Mombasa to Nairobi. And it cost me £1,500.
Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah, wow. So not a good place to go.
Can I say Dar es Salaam? And in West Africa, Jay will attest to this. Me and Jay went over there. It was on one of our trips for the troops, and we were staying in barracks.
Okay.
Have we been looked out after by the SAS? And even they wouldn't come out. And me and Jay, that's true, Jay, isn't it? We spent a good day walking around Dar es Salaam, and it gets pretty...
I think we now know it gets a little
heated. It gets pretty real pretty soon.
Yeah.
They're still blowing up embassies. They're still picking through rubble of blowing up embassies as we go past morning.
No way.
No. And let's just say, I don't think polio injections were huge back in the day.
Right.
There's a lot of seriously...
Oh,
it's
dear
a, it's
God.
A pretty...
All right, Dar es Salaam. That went off the list.
We want to hear from you, though.
133353. Let's do it. We'll come back. We'll do it. Why don't we just take Steve before we go?
Yeah, why not? Hello, Steve.
How you doing, guys?
You
want
to confirm Cairo?
Cairo, what an absolute dump.
Dump
of the earth.
Were the pyramids, disappointing?
Oh, very disappointing. I suppose they're impressive, but when they're on the edge of Sunbury, it doesn't relate.
What do you mean
by
that?
The place is full of rubbish. Well, it's just on the edge of the city. It's next to the city.
Right.
And you know the worst thing, Mick, is the beer tastes of battery acid. It is shocking.
Oh, no, they've got bad beer.
This is hell on earth.
This is the only place I've been in the world where I couldn't stomach the beer.
Do you know, and that's disappointing, because the first beer makers, I know this because I've done the history, the first beer makers on record in the world were the Egyptians, who used to fortify puddles of stuff in caves, and that was it.
It was part
and you
of
know
process.
That, because that's why they were moving big things. Whenever you get drunk, you move big things. That's how they got those pyramids
make
up.
A pyramid. How about a case of Brick Lane to sort of wash that battery acid
out
of
you? Yeah, exactly. The world, Steve.
The case of Brick Lane, the draft's coming your way, courtesy of Mick and Jane. Taking your calls, 133353. We're talking about the most disappointing travel destination.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Craig Rucastle, he's going to join us soon. We've got Andy Lee in the second hour. Things get a little bit adult with Between the Sheets as well.
Hello. Kennedy Malloy. All bases covered right now. We want to know the most disappointing travel destination you've ever been to. 133353. Article out in Escape magazine. They've ranked them. LA, the Pyramids, Stonehenge, Paris, Venice, Dubai.
Dubai,
yeah.
Yeah, Dubai's pretty bland.
It's pretty hot.
It's very hot and it's pretty bland. And it's a big desert.
A lot of shopping malls.
And one day, and that big tower, you can't say it while you're in Dubai. But it looks evil.
Right, okay.
You can't say it while you're in
all right,
Dubai,
so we can say it here, but like, not there.
But I reckon
you'll get cursed.
You would use that as like Batman's villains.
Oh, I see.
Like,
Yes. Yeah, gotcha.
Anyway, apart from that, I really loved it, though.
Boss,
Please, don't hunt me down.
No fat ones.
Hey,
Should we go to some of our callers?
Let's go to some callers.
They've thrown up some really interesting ones, I think. Okay, let's go to Bo. G'day, Bo.
Hello, guys. I'm a big fan, Jane and Mick.
Oh, well, that's lovely
to
hear.
Thank you. Welcome along.
I'm watching Frontline when it's back on free-to-air at the moment. And, Mick, the show, have you been paying attention, sucks when you're not on it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Needs the Mickey bump.
You must be coming on soon, eh? Needs a Mickey bump.
Pax is a bit strong, but I'll take the backhanded compliment. Hey, what's the destination, Bo?
I took my boy who was 18 to New York, and one day we went to Coney Island. And we were told in Coney Island it's like a huge amusement park.
And, we see it in all the movies, don't you?
Right. Seen the brochure.
Yeah. They said you could get the best hot dogs in the world. And so you come, the train comes out of a tunnel and you're like half a mile above to Coney Island and you can see it all. It looks fabulous. It's all these rides, all types of rides.
Yeah.
And then you walk amongst it, you realise only one ride in 10 works and they're rusted. Pausing notices and derelicts have used them as a toilet.
There was nothing.
They were horrible. No, you wouldn't go on any of those rides. Wow. And we went down to the waterfront and I saw something I've never seen before, which is instead of sand, they had broken bottles all the way to the beach, all the way to the water.
That's not a ringing endorsement, Bo.
No, did you get your hot dog, Bo? Surely they could do that.
The best in the world. It was just the same as you'd get at a fete anywhere.
Right.
Bo, it's a long way to go for a hot dog and be let down.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's disappointing.
That's very unhappy with the Coney Island. Hot dog is an important part of any destination.
Oh, my God. But on the streets in New York, those hot dogs
are good. I just can't walk past one. I cannot walk
past
one.
You have to stop.
No,
and
a couple
big pretzel.
It's the sweet buns.
Yeah.
The sweet buns that get you.
How dare you.
Tummy's rumbling. All right, Fiona.
Hello, Fiona.
Worst holiday destination?
Well, this one comes with a little bit of a disclaimer. We had been to a nightclub the night before and our drinks were spiked.
Yeah.
But Stonehenge was just a big pile of rocks.
Stonehenge! You get
another
it!
Another Stonehenge undervotee.
There's nothing mystical. It's just like some wacky landscaping. You know, you're out
in the middle of nowhere.
But the idea of those rocks being put there and that configuration.
I mean, it's like a bunch of drunk guys that move some stuff around.
How do they get them up there, though?
How do they do the crop circles, mate?
They're probably already there.
It's all
smoke and mirrors.
But, you know, you hear so much about it and you get there and you go, it's a big pile of rocks. You know? And, you know, the pagans are giving me the shits.
Fiona didn't like that.
Fiona, I'll say too, we may have had a big night the night before.
Right.
As well. Maybe it's not as majestic when you're nursing a massive hangover.
No, she said her drinks were spiked. Yeah.
Oh, drinks were spiked. Well, that's not funny at all.
It was pretty funny the next day.
You got a good sense of humour. We were on our way to Bath. I can recommend Bath. That's one of the great destinations. Thank you, Matt. Destination, please.
Oh, this is amazing. Go ahead.
The La Tomatina tomato festival in Spain.
No good.
It was the shittest thing I've ever done.
So I've seen it on the telly. Once a year, all the Spaniards get out and they just chuck tomatoes at each other. Is that about it?
The posters look amazing with people having a great time doing backstroking tomatoes on the ground, but when you get there, they have about they have thousands of people packed into a tiny street. Mm. You can barely move. I think I threw one tomato that I could just reach down and pick up off the floor.
Oh, it sounds very dangerous.
And throw my mate's head standing next to me.
Yeah, I've done gigs that feel like that festival sometimes.
Oh, that sounds
stage
horrible.
And people are throwing stuff at me. So you were disappointed because you didn't cop one to the face, or you wanted to?
No, it was just all
get
full
enough.
On.
I would have been happy to take one to the face, but there wasn't even an opportunity. We were just squished in there, standing there, waiting for it to be over and get out.
Is there a start and a finish? Like, can you be walking around the next day and just cop one in the back of the head, or what happens?
No.
No, it's only at the time they sort of clear it out and hose down the streets after.
Hey, don't worry, though. A slab of Brick Lane is coming your way, and the draft.
Oh, awesome.
You're a good man.
All right. That's awesome. Thank you.
All right, what's
next?
We're
going to get to Nick.
Yes, come on, let's do it.
Hey, Nick, tell us about your trip to Fiji. Fiji, the idyllic, beautiful islands of Fiji.
Well, let me paint it. It was late 80s. We'd never been on an overseas holiday, so four mates, somebody said, Fiji, $400 each. We thought, what could go wrong?
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, we get there and Colonel Rambooka had taken it over, so the coup had started.
Oh, the coup was on.
That wasn't
so
the best days.
That'll
kill your buzz on a holiday. a coup in full swing.
You don't want a coup.
No.
Oh, that's what about Barney Marani? Barney Marano, wasn't he? He was the one who was deposed.
Yeah, that's right.
He's in there now. I think he's in there now. Hey, Fiji and that very weak carver. If you want better carver, go to Vanuatu.
Oh, is that right?
Trust me. Oh, okay. Yeah. Fijians don't know what they're doing. Oh, right. They're mucking around down the shell into the pool. Damien's on the line.
Hello, Damien.
Hello. I'm going to throw a spanner in the works here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Byron Bay.
Our own Byron Bay.
No.
What happened? Damien,
it's full of hipsters, doofus, modern hippies, right?
Yeah. Pete Evans.
They're just would-bes if they could be. Right. They walk down the street in their stupid place. They want to be hippies like the traditional hippies that live around there, but no.
Right.
No, they're modern hippies.
Damien's not having a piece of it.
Oh,
hey, Damien, where do you live? Are you from the coast at all?
I'm from the Central Coast. I used to visit Byron Bay back 30 years ago when it was a real town.
Before the Hemsworths arrived.
Yeah.
Before it got modernised or whatever you want to call it. But no, now you walk down there and the hipsters are thinking they're cool.
But it's still a beautiful place to go.
Hemsworths at happy hour. The Hemsworths are everywhere. That's like,
but they're good fun.
The plague proportion. You know how they're putting up the nets to sharks.
That's right.
Something around the Hemsworth
cull. Yeah.
Hey, why don't we give all our callers today one of these scores? What are they, Dave?
Yeah,
you know what you're doing.
Here. So these cups.
Every caller on that segment gets what?
It's a scores. It lights up. It's a cup, so it lights up when your team scores. So you're watching the footy, you download it with your app, and when your team scores at the footy, your cup lights up. How good's that?
How do you program it?
And your skull.
We'll sit down later and work out.
How do you program it?
Well, you can't just have it. You'd have to preset it to go off when you...
I just said it's an app, so you...
It's an app. You just put the information in your... Oh.
Okay, the two of you. See me in my office.
All right.
We will have to show him.
Hey, up next, Craig Rucastle's going to join us.
Quite rude.
Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Craig Rucastle in a moment. Andy Lee also coming up. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Some breaking news coming out of Perth. At least one person is believed to be dead after a building collapsed at Curtin University campus this afternoon. The West Australian understands at least one person is dead. One person is critically injured. Several people are injured following the incident in Bentley. A WA spokeswoman said the collapsed building was believed to be under construction. We'll follow that story. Yeah. Check your local guides to find out what is happening on that front. Hey, our friend Craig Rucastle's
in
town.
I haven't seen anything like this in my lifetime.
It wasn't a fire, it was a storm. It was a firestorm.
Scenes which have been described as apocalyptic and unprecedented.
It is a sobering reminder of what's around the corner.
So listen up, Australia, because it's time to talk about the weather.
Is it
ever? Sure is. And Summer is Coming is a pretty good title for episode one, which premieres tonight at 8:30 on ABC and iView. And we've got Craig Rucastle on the line. Hello, Craig.
Hi, Jane and Mick. How are you?
Very good.
We're good. You took a preemptive strike here, I'm guessing. Pardon the pun with strike and fires. But did you plan to make a series about this before it was one of the worst fire seasons we've ever experienced?
Yeah, no, it was actually planned. It was actually planned quite a way beforehand. But I don't think we quite realised the fire season we were heading into when we were planning to do big weather. I mean, we thought fire would be part of it. We were thinking there'd be some cyclones and other stuff. Fire kind of dominated a fair bit. And it, to be honest, it made it a nightmare because it was, you know, a lot of the fireys we wanted to talk to, they were just on the front line constantly.
Didn't have a spare 5 minutes for your antics. Kind of busy at the time.
Have you been through fire a lot? Has it been part of your life growing up?
No. This is one of the things. It was really quite confronting, to be honest. To be in some of these fire zones and see some of the behaviour of the fire, and you hear about it on the news, but when you're there and you kind of think, oh, the fire front's over there, we can get away this way. Mm. And suddenly you see this thing fly over and it's far on the other side of the road now. Yeah. It was really intense. And it was amazing seeing these kind of, CFA and RFS volunteers who dealt with fire for years. And even they, in some of the situations, were like, oh, we've never seen it like this before. This is nuts.
Well, I agree with you on that front. I remember going up to fire-affected areas, like King Lake and all that after those horrific Victorian fires. We were doing a show for kids at the time, a football show, and we went up there to say hi to the kids and do some stuff. And it was just, it was another worldscape. It didn't look like it was part of this earth. And there was a primary school there, which was obviously a meeting point. And it was one of the saddest things I've ever seen, where there was like lists of names. Have you seen this person, this person, this person? Yeah. Have you? And then people would turn up and cross them off, or people would turn up and go, yes, I'm here. Oh. And people were living this in a minute-by-minute basis. And it was carnage, and it was everywhere. And I've never been in a more horrific escape in my life.
How do we prepare for something like this, Craig?
Well, this is it. We actually revisit that school now. We actually revisit the kids there, and they are actually all involved now in figuring out the fire danger in their area, which is amazing. But part of the preparation is just things like we look at, a fire plan. What do you do if it hits? And we get people to test it out, because a lot of people have got it. It's in the back of my mind, right? We got this one family, and they're like, we're going to take. They've got this massive snake. They've got the dog. They've got they didn't even know how many chickens they had. We're going to take all the animals. Mm. And we said, okay, well, we'll give you 10 minutes. Let's see how you go.
And that's amazing.
The theory is very different to the actual practice.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Chucking chickens in the back of a trailer, putting the snake there. I mean, they did a pretty good job, but, it's very different. So that's part of it. But also the community getting ready is a big part of it as well.
Obviously, this investigation is related to climate change. Is that one of your investigations?
Look, it's part of it. I mean, the reality is in Australia we've been facing massive weather events for a long time, but they are becoming more intense in most circumstances. Other than we might see less cyclones, but generally speaking, a lot of them are ramping up. And so it's about how we prepare for these kind of events as well. So they're not all affected by climate, but a lot of them are.
No, but there's a certain level of denial. I'm looking at the California fires with Donald Trump at the moment. He's basically saying that firefighters can be avoided by raking the forests. Basically, he blames it on a dead log. And then he blames it on their ability to look after those fires. And then as it turns out that the federal government's responsible for 80% of the forestry areas.
Yeah.
In there anyway. But there's a denial factor that at the end of the day, we all know it. Whether you want to admit it or not, it's heading that way and it's largely
due. And what do you conclude? What do you say when you turn to the government? What can the government do and help in
this? Well, look, I mean, this is the thing. Is the last fire season got caught up in this thing, is it climate or is it, hazard reduction? The reality is that both those things feed into each other. Mm-hmm. The reason you can't do as much hazard reduction is because, the circumstances mean there's a longer fire season. There's less time you can actually do it. I went down the coast the other day and they'd start up hazard reduction and it got out of control again. A lot of these fires are created by that. So, look, government's got to be expecting. The amazing thing about this is We visited all the kind of fire chiefs before, months before this happened.
Yeah.
They all knew it was coming. They knew it was happening. And it's really amazing that we didn't kind of prep for a bit more.
Yeah, 8:30 tonight on the ABC. Any laughs in it?
There's a few laughs. I mean, I tell you what.
Oh, you always provide. You're very entertaining. I just want to let people know it, but it's not
the
all.
The great thing about this is, tonight we test firing. We set a car alight. They let me get out of it before we set it on. Later on, we test a car in a flood zone, in a flood simulation. Unfortunately, they didn't let me get out of that before.
It's a three-part doco you've done, Big Weather and How to Survive It. Premieres tonight at 8:30 p.m. on the ABC. It'll be on next Tuesday.
Good on you, Craig.
After that. Thank you, Craig.
Jane. See you, Mick.
Craig Rucastle joining us there. That's right, 8:30 tonight, ABC. Check that.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in the next hour, it's Andy Lee. Broadcaster, podcaster, author.
Yeah.
Done it all.
Author,
yeah.
Amateur golfer. Very good golfer.
I've heard that.
I've played with him.
Have you?
This goes down to the wire.
Yeah, you're pretty good though, aren't you, at golf?
Shut up, Dave.
Mick will tell you he's very good at golf.
No, I'm not. Good. Hey, time for this.
Okay. With
James, the song
golfers.
That's all I do. Golfers I just want to play.
Golfers never like to be talked up about their abilities, so you've got to be very subtle.
But unless you're like Rob and you buy a $30,000 putter in Hong Kong.
Was it 30,000?
Oh, God, sorry.
Oh, no.
Was that yen? Maybe yen. I don't know.
No.
But he's bought a couple of them. You know he's bought a couple of them now, don't you?
Jeez, Rob.
No, he
hasn't. I've said too much.
Cat's out of the bag.
Hey, song whisperer. Did we do the song whisperer thing?
It's happened.
Okay, well, yes. Maybe, okay, what's the clue today?
All right, this is a guy on the mend. He's recovering from an illness, perhaps an addiction. The thing is, he doesn't really want to get well. He's locked in a relationship that isn't good for him and certainly not good for his partner. When she stops, he starts up again, pulling her in, providing an enabling energy that keeps them stuck in a spiral of woe.
What about me?
No.
Why is that not a problem?
What about I've got a bad case of loving
not
you?
By Robert.
Robert Palmer.
No. Give me the news. I got a
bad case of loving you. That makes more sense.
Well, how come Jane got to say
sounds
no
great,
and the song whisperer
right.
never said anything to mine?
Interesting.
Did you say, what about me? Was it song whisperer?
What about me is incorrect. It's always incorrect.
And what about that? Who was that? Robert Palmer.
Yeah.
No, I like the one he did with the hot cheeks.
Simply Irresistible.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Robert Palmer.
Yeah.
He lived a good life.
He did all right, though, didn't he?
Sure he's dead,
he got on board the film clip.
Well, he did.
You had to play that well.
It's one we remember.
What about he's just no good for you? A mental. He said no good in that.
I haven't heard that for a while.
All right, we get the idea.
Is that right?
They're starting to ring.
Not one, correct.
Three,
yeah.
five,
Sorry,
three. Let's get it going.
Yep, song whisperer.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Tipped to be a cracker by all those who are in the know. Could be one of our great hours ever. We'll kick off with all-round good guy, Andy Lee.
Awesome.
Excellent. Yay. Yep. Between the sheets is something we haven't done for a long time, so we'll make sure the kiddies are out of the car because there's a few mature subjects that we're going to tackle.
It's going to get a bit bawdy, I'm afraid. Words You Can't Say is a segment we have up and running because Elton John can't pronounce preposterousness. And it's fun to watch him try.
I didn't even think that was a word.
Yeah, no, I think it's
preposterous. Is
feels like he's over-egged it anyway, doesn't it?
I think so.
We'll play some of the greatest mispronounced words, including that one. Later on in the show, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. So much to get through. But let's start where we usually do. With a song whisperer who's leading us a merry dance today. He didn't play ball early in the piece. Yeah. He's not yay or naying at the moment.
No, he's a bit,
yeah. He's a bit, I don't know.
Bit up himself.
A bit hoity. Yeah. Haughty.
Dave said that.
He's got a haughty attitude. All right. Synopsis, like please. Him.
All right. This is a guy on the mend. He's recovering from an illness, perhaps an addiction. The thing is, he doesn't really want to get well. He's locked in a relationship that isn't good for him and not good for his partner. When she stops, he starts up again, pulling her in, providing an enabling energy that keeps them stuck in a spiral of woe.
Whoa. So it's a tale of woe.
Yes.
Kind of could have said
we
that
haven't
earlier.
Had a tale of woe.
We haven't had a tale of woe in some time.
I like
no,
it.
No, we haven't.
All right. Do you want to have another crack, Jane, Dave?
No,
we've
got nothing.
All right.
No, well, let's go to our calls.
Let's do it. Brady.
Hey, Brady.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. What's your guess, man?
Drugs Don't Work by The Verve.
Great song. Drugs don't work. It just makes you worse. But I know
I see your face again. It's got the cowbell out, Brady.
Isn't it a good song? Hey, Brady, this could be my next karaoke song.
Oh.
Oh, off a great album,
it's
Dave.
Be a long one.
Urban Hymns, of course, The Verve.
What's the other great song on that album?
Bittersweet Symphony is probably their most famous.
Symphony.
Yeah,
wow.
It's got to be Come On, We're Away.
Whisper. Not correct.
Oh, geez.
No.
Give him something, Dave.
A Case of Brick Lane. And a Scores Cup will get you for you as well with a little combo pack. Come on your way, Brady.
Good to hear. Let's go to Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Hey, good. You're a classic song here.
I do, and I got a feeling it's not the one, but I've got to put
it
out there.
Well, it might be. You never know.
I'd just love to hear it.
Don't drop your phone in.
Which one?
Be confident.
Cocaine.
Oh. She don't lie, she don't lie,
she don't lie. Hang on, this could work. It's recovering from some kind of addiction, bit of a power play between the two.
Tale of woe.
Yeah.
Tale of woe.
Tale of woe.
It's a tale of woe. Come on.
It's very good, but it's not correct.
Oh.
Sorry, Rob.
Bad
all
luck,
right,
Rob.
I gave it a shot.
You gave it a shot, mate. It's all you can do.
Hey, and thanks for listening, Rob.
Don't take it personally. Mate, I wish I could help you out. Yeah. Yeah, give him something, Dave.
A case of Brick Lane. What about a Kennedy Malloy merch pack as well? We've got merchandise.
You get a double whammy.
Yeah, we'll bundle that up in a pack.
You seemed upset. You seemed to have taken it personally.
I won't be when I have that first Brick Lane. Thank you.
Oh, you won't. It's the draft, too. It's good.
Oh, perfect.
You'll love it.
Game changer. Thanks.
G'day, Mark. How are you going?
Mark.
Oh, Mark, yes. You're on, Mark.
Mark's wanted
it's you.
What's happening, mate? You dozed off, did you? What were you doing?
Yeah. G'day, Jane. G'day, Mick. G'day, Dave.
Well, where are you calling from?
Go Tigers.
Hey! Give him a prize, Dave.
Hang on. You haven't heard his guess. You may not want to give him a prize.
All right.
I'm calling from Tallangi.
Where's Tallangi? Tell me about it.
K's up from Hillsville.
Ah, from Hillsville. So Hillsville's the big smoke up the road from Tallangi.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you spend much time at the sanctuary, do you? You go to the Hillsville Sanctuary and have a look at it. You know what? Too many marsupials for my liking at the...
I drive around it every day in a bus.
Too many marsupials. Like, you need to mix the marsupials up.
You never
up.
Get enough marsupials.
You can have the marsupials in the mix, but it can't be just marsupials. And a polar bear.
polar bear in Hillsville.
It's not
exotic. In their habitat.
One of the big five.
A giraffe.
Hey,
a giraffe.
All right. Hey, Mark, what's the song?
Life in the Fast Lane by the Eagles.
Great song.
Mark, you're an idiot. The most overrated band in the history of
music. You know his thoughts on the Eagles.
Is the Eagles. Are you a fan, Mark?
I must be right.
Are you a fan?
Oh, yes, I am.
Yeah, good on you.
Don't worry, I'm a fan of the Eagles.
Yeah, me too.
Well,
I love the Eagles.
Well, they had that one good album. Was it California Dreaming or something?
Oh, Hotel California, too.
Okay, yeah.
That's the Mamas and Papas you were thinking of.
But they were boring. Whisperer. They were boring. Like, they didn't
They were not
have
boring, mate. Don Henley, Glenn Fry.
Hey, don't look at me
You've
like that.
Timothy B. Smith.
I just got the look from Dave.
I'm away for one day, and this is what happens.
You just gave me the real genuine stink eye.
Arguably one of the greatest of all time. One of the most successful selling bands of all time.
Oh, that
look
makes
it
them
Hello.
Good, do they?
All Song of Whisperer, really all of please.
Look what you've done, Mark.
But there's only one rule of Song Whisperer, and that is it will never be the Eagles. It's not correct.
It'll never be the Eagles, mate. It won't be Billy Joel either. It's another one where you've lost the people.
Yeah.
We're not having much fun. Let's go to Darren.
Not looking at you now.
But we're the only two in the building, mate.
Nowhere to look.
Do you want me to give you a COVID-19 cuddle? A little COVID cuddle.
You can't say that about the Eagles. You know the Eagles.
I have said the Eagles.
All right.
Dom Fry was overrated.
Who?
Did you say Don Fry?
Don Fry.
No, you're not allowed to say that.
Nah,
stupid.
Stop it.
No, Ken
Don't
Fry. Be stupid.
Ken, is it Ken Fry?
If you say air fry,
Glenn Fry.
You're gone.
Don you, Henley.
Glenn Fry and
Don Henley.
Todd Henley.
Darren's on
hey,
the line.
Hey, where are we? Have you
Song
said,
Whisperer, can you step in here and shut him up?
No, I just said Joe Walsh is the best.
We're going to Darren,
he was
please.
He wasn't even in the original
Excuse
band.
Excuse me. I'm trying to get everybody
you,
back. Are you there, Darren?
I'm here, Jay.
You can hear me. I'm trying to get to you, man, and
Darren.
It's just so annoying.
All right, Darren.
Hey, Dave. Okay. All right. I reckon it's Candy by Iggy Pop and Kate Pearson.
Oh. Kate Pearson from
B-52.
B-52s. Yeah. God, she's got a distinctive voice. She was good, wasn't she?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Great hair.
It is.
Were they going out together,
correct.
Those two?
It's not.
Oh, come on.
No, but it's on the right track. It's the right sort of theme.
Yeah.
Right.
Right, so we don't have a winner.
Have
Do
a
you
winner.
Have another guess, Mick?
Really? I don't have a guess, mate. My guesses get poo-pooed. Yeah. I'm not
no,
allowed
I'm
to have
saying
a,
it's your turn
Dave
to have
says
guess.
I'm not allowed to have an opinion.
No,
on
I appreciate your opinion, but you're wrong.
Have a guess.
I don't know.
No, you won't get it, actually.
I won't get it. You think you know it, don't you?
Yeah.
Have a guess.
Well, you have a go. I have no idea.
Well, I'm pretty sure that it's Foo Fighters. And I
oh, though you would say that because it's you. You.
I know,
you
know. But song, I think though? It's. I think it's Generator.
What?
Oh.
Correct.
Jane, congratulations. Hi. Thanks to Virgin Australia.
Hey,
you and a friend are off on some domestic economy flights.
Yes.
Wherever you want to fly to
yes.
on the Virgin network, virginaustralia.com.
Anywhere.
She's not going.
Anywhere.
And
I
Dave,
am going.
You're supposed to wait for the Song Whisperer. Song Whisperer goes yay or no.
Oh,
you don't hit the button and
right.
go, here's
on.
The trips. So let's back it up. Jane, go again. Go. Say
Foo
generator.
Fighters.
Generator?
Is it Generator?
Oh, geez, I'm not sure. What do you think?
Yes,
I don't know. Song
Jane,
whisperer?
You're correct.
Oh!
Yes!
Oh, now he's playing it low.
No.
Hey.
I won the prize. I've got a Virgin yeah. fight.
Say,
thank you very
by the
much.
Way, there's no winner today. It'll jackpot tomorrow where
Why
we'll
not?
Give away two Virgin.
Rubbish.
Oh, bang.
Sorry, no.
Rubbish. I guess that fair and
Virgin
square.
Virgin are giving away two yes. trips. They're so good.
They
to
are?
Anywhere in Australia at this
so
time.
So I can't have that one.
No.
No, we'll give two away tomorrow. We'll play the Foo Fighters now, but here's the thing. If you go to kennedymalloy.com.au, you can also enter. So we've got another flight going online to give away. So why don't you do that?
Joe Kennedymalloy.com. Walsh wasn't even in the band originally. Didn't
no,
he join
but he
later?
Played with it later. Oh, yeah, absolutely,
stop
Joe
it.
Walsh did.
You can't even say.
Oh, stop it.
They knew they were in trouble.
Andy Lee next.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Joining us now, a friend of this show. He's a podcaster. He's a broadcaster. He's an author. It's Andy Lee.
Hello, Andy.
How are you guys?
I'm very good. Great.
Caught
to,
me in the
oh, it's great
middle
to
of
to
trying to secure a vacuum holder to the wall.
Okay. Now, is this for a Dyson where you're supposed to put it up
yeah.
against a wall?
Mm, yeah.
So
yeah.
no one ever, whoever does that?
Well,
no, you just
thing.
Like
it's,
leave those in the box?
It's not even a new Dyson. Exactly. It was. I was. You know, when with lockdown at the moment, I found
someone's
a box.
Little bored in lockdown.
You are bored, man. You're bored.
Yeah. So, Mick, I've watched all the porn on the internet, so I need to do something
that's,
else.
That's right. Golf courses are still shut. So, you know what I'll do? I'll just nail this Dyson to the wall.
Yeah. That's sad.
It is sad. It is. It, or even worse is I've burned the screw and absolutely put a massive dent in the wall. Back
I'm impressed that you can use a drill, though. That's handy that you've got a drill.
Yeah.
That's better than
don't worry. I had to power it up. That's me playing iPhone games.
Oh,
for
how
three
annoying.
Hours.
That's
well,
annoying.
That shows how regularly I've used it.
See, now all our female listeners are going, see, he just gets better and better. We know he was Bachelor of the Year. We know he's funny, he's entertaining. And now around the house.
Handy.
He's
now
helping
putting
out.
Dyson's
he's handy,
up on a wall.
And he's probably got the tool belt on.
Handy.
And he writes kids' books
he
as
writes,
well.
And he writes
he's
kids'
adorable.
Books.
nothing but the tool belt, Mick.
come on.
Well, here's an interesting one for you. I found this out, and I'll probably embarrass the guy here, but I just don't care. I found out recently that often on a Thursday afternoon, you can find one Andy Lee reading that book to kids in hospital, all off his own bat for no other
and
good
no
reason.
No one knows that. So. Right.
Well, they can't run away,
can
they?
Well, now you've
they?
Spoiled
they
it.
And...
That's true. They're
you've
attached
the
to
secret.
Too many things.
How's the book going, mate? This is the fifth one in the series. Are they lapping
it
up?
Mate, it's been good. I actually just I don't subdue the kids to my book.
you read across the board.
Oh, do you?
So I take suggestions, and they always suggest what I have to dress up as.
And Andy,
as well. So
yeah. How many languages has it been translated? That part fascinates me.
Oh yeah, the 35 languages the book is in. It's just launched in the US.
Yes.
How do you say it in Thai, for example?
I don't.
What about Pig Latin? Has it been translated to Pig Latin? Ude, Otne, Penoe, PA, Ode, Vere.
I like that, and the idea of transcribing it into mix speak at 3 a.m.
Just
to hear that. That's another thing. I should do a talking book for you. One for normal hours, and then one for 3 a.m.
One for the parents, hey, perhaps.
Before we get into your prime product, I just want to thank you for all your work on Front Bar this year.
Yeah, it's been great, Andy. We've loved you.
And we will see you next Thursday for our final grand final show.
Yes.
I won't tell people what you got planned, but it's a bloody ripper, and I can't believe you got it.
You look like you really enjoy doing the show, Andy. You look very relaxed, and it's great fun to watch you on it.
I've loved it, absolutely loved it. It's mainly because it's the only place you can have a beer off the wood.
In Melbourne.
So I wish we were doing it 7 days a week, Mick, for
exactly for right. Day. Well, I'll tell you what.
Thank you for welcoming me. I should say this, that yes, for the grand final episode, I've done what the opposite of what Sam Pang does, and I've actually prepared a couple of things.
That'll be a nice change.
I love it. You're bringing something to the table. Now, tell us what you're doing with your podcast. This is going to be fascinating, and especially for fans of your radio show and, of course, your podcast now, they will go bonkers about this. What is it?
Well, yes, Hamish and I released a new podcast, different to our regular one. Still, that tomfoolery still happens on Thursday, but a show called The Remembering Project. Okay. Which launched yesterday.
How's it work?
Well, essentially, I mean, you've got great producers there. We realised that our producers...
It's not go overboard. Serviceable is a word I would use.
Our producers had kept a run sheet of every single show we'd done in our careers. Jeez. And they, as we would chat, they would write down a single line of what we were chatting about. So Haim and I found these 2,600 run sheets, and we thought, well, what we'll do is we'll pick a random date, it may be May 20, and then find out how many shows we've done on May 20 over the years. So it might be 2006, 2007, 2009, because maybe 2008 was a weekend or something.
Sure.
We look at the run sheets, and just from what was written down, can we remember what the hell we're talking about before we listen back to it? And
that's a good idea.
And then can you locate bits of that show to then play on the podcast?
No one's wiped over the tape, have they?
No, we've got it all. Thankfully, we lived in a podcast era, like Martin Malloy back in the day, where you guys had all your cassettes going.
Yeah. When Tony had the cassettes, a wall of cassettes that were reel to reel. Hey, we've actually found one of these bits that you're talking about, and this is a bit with you with Taylor Swift, a very young Taylor Swift, and let's have a listen to how it went down.
Taylor Swift. She came on, she performed her song, Love Song. This takes us back to her performing that.
That you were Romeo, you were throwing pebbles, and my daddy said stay away from Juliet, and I was crying.
So we get that.
I mean, that's her. She was great.
Yeah.
She was great and so young. But it is crazy to think. I remember she'd just come and play outside the studio.
Yeah.
Now, that is tough to get these days.
No.
Having Taylor Swift sitting on a stool just playing acoustic guitar outside the studio, that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to do that.
No.
She can do it, but she's choosing to do it in the privacy of her own home. And that's a better choice for Taylor.
I reckon
she has more fun doing it that way.
Well, there you go. I imagine you would have remembered that show.
I didn't remember. Like, her mum came in with her. She was 19. And Haim and I go on to talk about the – you guys, there's a few radio segments come out, but go on to talk about the hierarchy of guests, and particularly musical guests. First of all, they come in, they're not allowed on the radio, but they actually just play for the staff. That's the entry-level music guest.
Yes.
Then someone's allowed to come in and they play alongside in the studio. Then you have to go to them in a hotel room, and they're not playing at all. Yeah. Then you might go to a round table where there's 12 journalists and just one person, say Bono or Chris Martin. Yes. And then you're meant to fly overseas for them and dedicate the whole show and 3 weeks of giveaway tickets. That's kind of the radio hierarchy of musical guests. So it was kind of fun thinking about Taylor Swift just rolling in with a
simply doing that.
Next time we get you in the studio, I'm going to press you on her because I know she was on your TV show as well. Mm. And I'm guessing you were in New York. I bet you went out together. I bet she knew she were Bachelor of the Year. I bet you were in one of her songs.
Interesting.
I bet she's written a song about you.
Really?
About how you broke her heart, young man. Why are we getting on the... He's gone quiet. Hello? Yeah,
sure. All those things happen. It makes for a good headline.
Hey, mate, thank you for coming on today. How do we get the podcast, Dave?
Andy, explain to Mick how you get a podcast.
Essentially, you can just go to your Apple Podcasts or type in the Remembering Project, and if you're on Android, it'll be on Google, all the podcast outlets. It's all
we
there.
We do tell him how to do it, Andy. You know what you're dealing with.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Andy Lee, get any Malloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
If you missed any of today's show, you can always catch up on the podcast. And we're on Instagram and Facebook, Twitter, @ Kennedy Malloy. It's where you follow us.
I've been watching Junior MasterChef. Mm. They've had two episodes on. I have to say, these kids are freaks of nature. I don't understand. Well, I do, because a lot of them are kids whose parents run restaurants.
Right. Sure.
And one kid is the... his dad actually won MasterChef.
Well, that's illegal. That should be barred.
Well, I suppose they're so... I mean, they auditioned. There were 4,000 kids that auditioned because we spoke with Jock and Sam Frillo the other day. But I just want to give a clip to you. This is the kind of food. This was just last night. Yeah. It was a mystery box. It was honey. Let's have a listen to what these children cooked.
A chicken tagine with pearl couscous and flatbreads.
A spiced honey and apple glazed duck breast with a caponatina and spice honey glazed apples.
I've got a honey sponge, the honey cream, and the ruby chocolate bubblegum, a peach and honey coulis, a ginger walnut crumb, and some honey twirls.
So I've made a honey and vanilla ice cream, spiced strawberries, and a spiced strawberry sauce.
Made a honey trifle, honey sponge, creme anglaise, pomegranate poached pears, honey cream, and pistachios and pomegranate.
I'm going to go home and smack my boys.
I'll tell you what, that's what I said to my children. Yeah. Have a look at these kids. And they go, Mum,
duck
honestly,
breast.
What is going
duck
on?
Duck breast. What's kids having?
What's the age range there?
From 10 to 14.
Oh,
they're really good. But this is what I'm worried about, as you brought this to my attention. There's elimination tonight. I'm so worried how they're going to take it. Because
you little idiot.
How are they not going to cry? One girl stuffed up her dish.
Oh, no.
She was making panna cotta, as you do, as an 11-year-old. And this is what, it went flat. You know, it's supposed to be wobbly and tall.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
This is what hers just splotted out. Yeah. And this is what happened when she showed her dish.
It's just so heartbreaking that hasn't worked out.
All right, Tiffany, what have you made us?
I've made you a very deconstructed honey panna cotta with a peach and honey coulis, a ginger walnut crumb and some honey twirls.
I mean, you could have called it, oops, I dropped a panna cotta. It's really tasty. Really well-balanced dish. I could really taste the honey. I loved the little bit of honeycomb in the plate as well. We all make mistakes, and this kitchen does weird things to us.
I think that you should take the wins from this, and for me, the biggest win is your attitude.
No. So I think just keep your head held high, learn from that one, and you'll be better for it tomorrow.
No, you let yourself down, you let your family down. Go home, you're not a winner.
She did not shed a tear, that child. I would have been a blubbering mess, I tell you right now.
Tonight...
Someone gets piffed. Stand by for some kids' tears.
Oh, well.
No, maybe they're that resilient. They don't even cry.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to my children now. Hey, what's for dinner? What are you cooking? Where's my panna cotta?
Right. Last time I was at your place, you cooked us a beautiful dinner until one of your children came in and said, Mum, what are we eating?
Oh,
and
Jane,
then you had to flip them out $20 to go down and get a pizza.
Oh, I forgot about them. True.
All right.
It would be you, wouldn't it, that was there.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
thanks to Neds, where you can find the perfect match to your form preferences easily with a Neds filter form, neds.com.au.
And a big week down at Neds as the nerds, the IT nerds, sharpen up for one of the big weeks of the calendar year, which is the Caulfield Cup. It's up and running.
Already? Gosh.
Yeah. Now, Jane, you wouldn't know as much as me about this because I've played a trainer in a movie.
Oh, that's true.
That's true. Right. Ride like a girl, not ride like a girl.
Two-hander with me, and who was it?
Sam Neill.
Sam Neill. He's good. Yeah. He's a good kid.
Right.
He'll be okay.
He'll go places.
But having been out early morning on the shoots.
Been on the track.
In the gear.
Oh, you get it?
Looking like a hot Peter Moody.
Yeah.
I've sunk in the magic from Caulfield. That's where we filmed.
Yes.
And I can tell you, it is the Heath. One of the great tracks. And if the IT nerds at Neds have done their homework, they will pluck you a winner. I'd be going for a Super 6, a straight 6. I'd be boxing up trifectas and quinellas and going exactas because Neds are all over it.
Yeah.
They will.
What
not
if you don't know
down.
Much?
Yeah.
If you don't know much, it doesn't
even
matter.
Better. Because that's
it's
the whole
even
point.
It's really designed for you. If you don't know what to do, they'll help you out. You just tap in who was the top jockey, who's the top trainer, the track wins at distance. You just tap it all in.
Anything
and
you want to know.
Come out for
and then they send it back. It's like the back computer.
So
they send
easy.
Back going.
That's right.
Back this horse. Back this horse. And you can choose. It's like Tinder. It's like a gambling hot Tinder.
You make it sound so sexy. That's what I like every time you do
imagine
that.
Imagine if now, I came up there like in the Peter Moody with the cap on.
Oh, yeah. People lose their mind.
If you did me.
You still want people to go to the races.
I could win fashions in the field.
Could you?
While women mentally undress me.
Really? You still want people to have a good time at the races, so maybe not.
Come on, Ned, you know what you're doing. Here's a typical race. What's the race, Joe?
This race is by US race caller Tom Durkin. He's calling race 4 at Belmont Park.
And this is the type of thing you could back a horse with a name like this.
And as they turn for home, the leader is Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. Sweet Over Melissa, second on the inside. Not a Peep is third. Alkalina is fourth. They're in the final furlong. It's Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. Who won by a half a dozen lengths?
I'm not sure Bruce McAvaney could hit that top note.
I don't know. He could give it a crack.
But get involved.
Yes.
Have a go. You're mad if you don't jump on with Neds. They've got you covered. They'll help you
get
out.
Get on the filter
take
form.
The pain
it's so easy.
Out of your day. Come on.
Go to neds.com.au.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, you can call the National Problem Gambling Hotline 1800 858 858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au. It's Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
He's done for another day. Welcome back, Jane. So nice to have you back on the show as well. We missed
Thank you very much. Oh, just, you know. Just
you're still clearly unwell. And,
but, I'm actually not feeling
unwell. You know, it's just good to have you back.
What do you mean clearly?
Well, you weren't obviously up to
I didn't think I gave it my best today. I didn't put in.
No, you were great.
I took a back seat today.
No. So, as always. Now, what else?
Hey,
what?
I love your T-shirt, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
I'm not going to. Well.
It says keep it moist.
Oh, yeah. Which you know is my least favourite word.
That's right, and it was sent to us by Noosa Pete, who sent
Noosa
it to
Pete's
me as part,
to mischief.
As part of a care package and told me I was to share it with you. So
well,
would you,
how am I
6 months in my
t-shirt?
House, 6 months in yours?
I'll tell you what, here's the thing, Mickey, after you've worn it the entire show, you can keep it, all right?
Oh, well, it's very generous of you. All right, thank you, Jane.
Now, you've hoed into all those pink buns today. Just remember that.
Half a dozen pink buns. What are these for again?
Well, these are for the Pink Bun Campaign. It's kicked off at all Baker's Delight bakeries, and it's for breast cancer awareness, of course.
That's not for diabetes type 2, because it's kind of defeating the purpose.
Well, you're only supposed to have one, like a nibble about,
right.
So it's the Breast Cancer Network Australia. And so
what a great organisation.
It affects a lot of people, so,
I think I've done some work for them. And one of the breast cancer organisations where I had a mammogram once. Did I tell you about
that?
That's
very interesting.
It was.
No, because more men can get
we played it in front of a room full of chicks. That was
your mammogram.
Went down a storm.
Yeah, right.
To be honest. They were laughing. Either at me or with me. It's still hard to say.
I'd say a bit of both.
You'd be a D cup, wouldn't you?
These are over the shoulder.
It goes up to F.
These are badungas.
It can go G, H, and J and K. I think it goes up too. Don't worry. It's a good thing to do, everybody. You've got to make sure you go every 2 years and have it done.
Get it done,
silly about
girls.
It.
Yeah. We need you on deck.
We do. Who we got tomorrow? We got Will Anderson.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah. And Dave Reynolds.
Dave Reynolds.
Dad-to-be, Dave Reynolds.
He owes me a hot one.
Bathurst this weekend for Dave Reynolds too, so good luck.
Hey, that's tomorrow's Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.